Little FM. In studio. This is a segment that we have every Wednesday. It's called Jam Masters. And we really look for people who are experts and masters in their field to come and just sort of bring us in, share some information, educate us, you know. So we've had everything from like guys who are dealing with the stock exchange or securities exchange to like people in restaurants, in the restaurant business, to people who are casting directors.
Yeah.
And we are making a very deliberate effort to not say only old people are masters. Something is important there. We know things from the time we are young.
Yeah,
course, that gives me so much pleasure to invite into our studio and to say hello to all of you. Sylvia Gadhoni, hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How about you?
Excellent.
That's the first time I've had someone actually ask you how you are.
Yeah. You know, polite people. This is what happens. Guys come here and they forget to ask us how we are doing.
But here's raised right.
You are raised
well
right.
Done.
Yes. Thank you, parents.
Here's my very, very polite question. Who are you?
Well, when people ask me who I am, I don't really know how to answer that question, but I'll just give you the basics. As mentioned, Sylvia Gadhoni, Gamertag Queen Arrow, law student, esports athlete, world traveler, aspiring cosplayer, name it.
Aspiring what player?
Cosplayer, costume play.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you into that? I'm there too.
Cosplayer.
Cosplaying, yeah.
Okay, explain. What is a cosplayer? You also wear. Where you wear? You have other clothes.
Star Wars.
Other than the ones you wear.
I'm inside Lord of the Rings. I'm so many things, man. Police Academy. We've gone through.
Really?
We are geeking out, man. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I've been left out.
Marvel, all of that. I don't like DC though, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's slander.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, are you a DC fan? Oh, Polly, my
shango. Slander. Did you hear? She's a law student, so be sure.
Oh, Polly. So.
Okay, so you've described yourself as an e-sports player or an e-sports athlete. So I think we are not going to assume that the guys listening have any idea what that is.
Yeah.
So walk us through, what is an e-sports athlete?
Okay, the basic definition of e-sports is playing games at the professional level. I know a lot of the people listening enjoy playing FIFA, Fortnite, Call of Duty, Apex Legends, Tekken, Mortal Kombat, just to name a few. So there are people who actually play professionally at the highest levels.
Mm.
So that's essentially what I do.
And professionally means what? You know, in my field, when we say professionally, it means somebody has either hired you, or you're being paid money, or you've been recognized to have reached a certain level of qualification. Is that a combination of all those three?
Yeah, it's all that.
Okay.
You know, there are tournaments where people go, you know, pit themselves against other opponents and see how far they can go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you've done this globally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going through your Instagram, and then I noticed that there's a part that said you're a godmother. What does that mean?
Okay, so I was invited for the Canok Esports Series in Guadeloupe. I'll actually be flying out this Sunday.
Guadeloupe, you quap?
The Caribbean islands.
Okay.
It's an island.
Yeah,
But French Caribbean, correct?
Yeah, the French
Caribbean. Okay. Yes.
So I'll actually be flying out this Sunday to France. Then I'll take my connecting flight later in the week to Guadeloupe. So I was invited to be basically the face of the event alongside one of my I don't know if I should call a French or Guadeloupean counterpart, Panda Chan, to be the face of the event for the Tekken 7 tournament.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is one of the Tekken events that's happened. Tekken is a type of
fighting game.
A fighting game.
Yeah.
So being a godmother means you are
the face of the event.
Yeah.
The face of the event.
Yeah.
Hey! So
okay.
So Queen Arrow, where did that name come from?
And
Actually, you know, as I said, this I don't like DC slander in this house.
Oh.
Yeah, but
okay.
Anyway,
tell him.
Anyway, I think you know Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow.
Yeah.
So there's this series that I used to come on. Is it the CW Arrow?
Yeah,
so
Arrow.
I was a huge fan of the show in high school.
Uh-huh.
So I took his last name, Queen, and his surname, his pseudonym as the Arrow.
Yeah.
And then came up with Queen Arrow.
Because you're accurate.
No, it's just more of me living out my DC fantasy.
All right. So how did it all start? Where did you begin?
So I've been gaming casually since I was young, like 3 years old.
Yeah.
But then I actually started professionally in 2017. I started out with Mortal Kombat, but I really didn't like the balancing of the game. Yeah. So I transitioned on to Tekken. Then I think that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do, because now I learned playing fighting games isn't all about just pressing buttons. You have to be strategic. You know, every decision that you make in that game, you have to have a good reason for doing, let's say, one particular move or not doing a particular move.
So when you say you didn't like the, you said you didn't like
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, the transition from
the balancing in that. There's some characters in Mortal Kombat that are just overpowered. Ask any person who plays, who's played Mortal Kombat 10 or Mortal Kombat 11. Like right now, the Joker is just super overpowered. They don't. No offense to the NRS fans, but
you can't finish them off.
It's just very hard to beat such characters.
And it's always, I think, somebody who just watches these games, you know, it's nice to sort of have a, you want to see a good fight. Yeah. You know, it's like sports teams when they're playing and you go, hey, these guys
balanced,
didn't even,
a balanced
they didn't even
game.
Put up a good fight. So it feels like the win was like a walkover.
Yeah.
So I am assuming that is the good summary. Well done, June. Okay, so is this, did any of your parents play? Was this, how did you said you started at the age of three?
My parents did not play video games. I mean, this is the post-colonial generation.
So post-colonial.
Yes, it's true. All of us
have
are
post-colonial.
No, you haven't.
So,
but he doesn't hear these phrases. He will excuse him.
So, you know, a lot of our parents, the only thing they knew was to get out of the cycle of poverty, get an education,
yes,
do law, do medicine,
engineering. Those serious subjects.
Yeah, serious in quotes, but anyway, so they just thought this is just something I can give my kids to, like, you know, enjoy. So this is just a toy.
Pastime,
yes,
yeah.
It was a toy.
It's a pastime.
Yeah.
So that's what they did. I think they're progressive in that way, that but they didn't recognize that this could actually be a career path.
Okay. Capital FM.
But I want to speak to Sylvia and ask. So first of all, congratulations on your Forbes Africa feature.
Yeah, thank you.
Top 30 under 30, and your feeling around that recognition.
I'd say it's a really huge affirmation of my career as an esports athlete. Mm-hmm. You see, this is basically Forbes giving it, you know, the seal of approval and recognizing that esports is an up-and-coming industry that deserves its flowers. So, you know, I'm happy to have joined my South African counterparts who made the list last year. Two brilliant young men, Thabo Moloi, Young Savage, and Giulio Bianchi. Beast. Those two, they've been doing great things with FIFA, and now me joining them, you know, as the first Kenyan esports athlete, it's a huge affirmation, and you know, it's just keeping me going to improve at my craft as a Tekken player and as a content creator.
Okay. So you before you join, you're currently signed to UYU. Is that correct?
Yes.
And before that, you've had a couple of other what shall we call them, teams that you were part of?
Yes.
One exhibit?
Exit. Yeah, Exit Wounds. Yeah.
Okay, what was that like? And what happens when you're part of a team?
Essentially, being part of a team, you're being given the support that you need in terms of, like, tournament registration, travel, and you also have a fellow teammates who you learn from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that I joined a team when I think I was 19,
yes,
when I joined, it was a very challenging and humbling experience, because now I knew, like, this was now serious stuff, and it kind of drove me to improve, and I had my teammates and my, you know, the team as a whole to support me during that journey, especially since I was still very, very new. And yeah, I did good stuff when I was with them. I managed to win my first tournament with them. And yeah, that kind of stuff keeps you going.
Yes. What would you say is the average age? Like, can somebody like Martin be an esports player? Is it one of those things? Martin, just put your hands down. Just to stop. I'm trying to help you here. In case he decides I'm done with radio, can anybody in your team help Martin?
Yeah, esports doesn't have an age
restriction.
Age restriction. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you know, a lot of the focus is people between ages 18 to 35.
Teacher, I have a question. What if this particular fellow has gout and can't move his fingers that quick?
I mean, this, it's not always about being a professional player. There's still other ways you can be part of, you know, be part of the esports ecosystem, being as a team manager, being a coach, being in the business marketing side of stuff. Hell, we even need journalists.
So it's a whole ecosystem, like the way a footballer will have his coach, his manager, his teammates. We need publicists, to start looking at esports like that.
Yeah, it's not. Yes, I know the players are, you know, at the center of that ecosystem, but you know, there's so many people making stuff run behind the scenes. So my success isn't just my individual success. There've been so many people behind me making sure that I've reached the heights that I have.
Yeah, Okay. So you're currently studying. You're doing your KSL.
Yeah.
Correct. And just when we were off air right now, I was asking if you might want to explore combining, you know, your legal profession with the current profession that you're in right now, which is an esports athlete. Do you see? And I know we don't have any laws, right, around this particular area, do we?
It's mostly self-regulated. We have like stuff in theory in terms of like, you know, Article 46 of the Constitution, consumer protection. But other than that, I'd say we need stronger laws on the books that allows us to self-regulate, but you know, still have that legal backing from Parliament.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a whole other TED talk.
Okay.
All right. Good. So we're gonna be back. We'll be talking to our Jam Master, of course. She has a name with my sister. You hear that, Sly? People are doing so much and they're younger than you. I hope you are proud of yourself as well. But yeah, this is actually an eye-opener for very many people. Friends have been talking about it. They were like, yo, listen. So someone actually just said that a game can just make you money. And I told them, yeah, the same thing you guys thought about DJing, it's the same that's happening with esports.
Yeah.
It's fantastic stuff.
Anything you do at a professional level should earn you a living. Capital FM. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sylvia Galani is here, and I want us to talk a little bit more about the challenges that you have faced as a player, as an athlete, especially one from the African region. What's that been like?
I guess some of the challenges, especially as a young African player, is esports is still a very, very niche like industry, especially within the African region. Mm-hmm. We don't get as much support as our counterparts in North America, in Europe, in Asia. So it feels like we're playing catch up with the rest of the world, especially when it comes to access to tournaments, access to, you know, I'd say a consistent tournament culture, and having in people who want to invest in the space, especially from a grassroots perspective, and allows the industry to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the tournaments feels like we're just having one major tournament, then they dip because maybe they didn't see the kind of investment that they wanted. Moreover, especially we find that peripherals like consoles, like PCs, headsets, etc., they're expensive, especially due to the punitive tax regime we live under. Mm-hmm. You know, KRA charging a lot of coins.
When things come in, they're like, what is this?
Double.
Let us triple there.
This thing looks like it can be. Okay, double. Yeah. You don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, it's double. Yeah. Yeah. So we need the government to step in and to start manufacturing our own stuff.
Yeah, you know, allow it's either we manufacture our own stuff or at the very least, if stuff is coming in, don't make it so expensive and make it the industry inaccessible.
Because it's prohibitive then.
Yeah.
It's prohibitive.
It makes it looks makes it look like, you know, gaming is the preserve of rich kids.
Let me just talk to them in a language they understand. Here, listen here, KRA and government. Can you imagine if a hockey stick was 60,000 shillings? Would we play hockey in the country, or a football was 80,000 bob? Mm. Would football be all over the place?
Yeah.
Can you imagine
it's
that?
It's less accessible because those are accessible sports. Yeah.
And look at this, WRC Safari Rally, all of those cars coming in. If we were charging them so much tax, would they be here?
Mm.
This is the thing.
Would be no.
Would you know? And would you want to create more employment and have fewer people on the in the streets?
Yeah, and I really appreciate what you said earlier, Sylvia, because it's not just one player.
Yeah.
You're saying even behind you, to have reached where you've reached, to have had the success that you've had, there's been an entire ecosystem, right? So it's exactly what you're saying, Mato, being able to create employment for especially the young generation, because there's more of them
than
there are of us.
Do you mind if I ask this? behind you, on average, how many people are working for you to be a success?
I have just two people who've been
You're employing two people, that's more than most Kenyans, not employing, like they've just said, hey,
It's not even about the money for us. Yeah. We just want to see.
They want to see you succeed.
So anything you need, tell us. You know, my team, they've been helpful. You know, yes. They've helped me.
Yes.
They've created a platform. I've had people to, you know, who've challenged me and supported me.
Uh-huh.
You know, my manager, he came on board beginning of the year. He said, don't even worry about the money.
It will come.
Yeah, it will come.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see you succeed and get the opportunities.
So they basically have given a couple of people hope towards their future.
And that's just a few of them. There's so many other people I can't name here due to, you know, time constraints. Yeah. But
see that, government? Yeah.
And I hope parents are listening. Honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like there's always that concern, like, you know, and you are referred to all of us as post-colonial.
Individuals. Let's use that one instead
Or parents.
Yeah.
But the truth is, times have changed, right?
Yeah.
So you have to also be open. And I know some of you are in the car right now driving your kids home and you've probably been scolding them because they're playing too much. But you have to know that there is a potential path, right? That you can either find accidentally or you can find very intentionally because of what we're talking about today.
When we were growing up, we're told too much time in front of a TV
or
a console or whatever would make you stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as you've heard,
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Na ako shule.
Ako shule.
Weish, boss.
Anachukua degree ukweli.
Ashachukua degree.
Ashachukua.
Yeah.
Ha. Okay. Are there any tournaments in Kenya that you know of that are planned or that you might be attending soon?
Not within Kenya per se. Okay, for Tekken, there's the Tekken World Tour coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a mix of both online and offline. The first tournament will actually be in the US, CEO, which will be happening this weekend. More details will come for any potential stops within the African region.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just keep appraised. Follow me if you need any of those questions answered. I'll be sure to point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, as I mentioned earlier, I'll be flying out to Guadeloupe to participate in the Canoe Key Sports Series.
Yeah.
So, if anything else, if you need more news for Kenyan tournaments, be sure to follow Pro Series Gaming, Ace Pro Gaming. That they are guys to find out anything and everything about esports in
Kenya.
They
are locally available. Yeah. So they run tournaments.
Yeah, they do tournaments. Okay. Here locally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pro Series.
Pro Series Gaming. And Ace Pro Gaming.
Ace Pro Gaming.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Capital FM. So if somebody was to compose a song for you, what do you think it should have? Like, what's your favorite genre?
I guess I'm just pop.
Pop, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So a pop song to all the musicians listening. If you want to have your song played in Guadeloupe. Sylvia Razoni is in studio as our jam master today. Honestly, this has been such a learning experience and really just for us an honor to celebrate you. Even as you head out, and so, you know, we were talking earlier about the challenges within the region and some of the recommendations that you were making. Now I know you're not a developer per se in terms of but if there's a listener on the other side of this voice who wanted to know what direction to go into, you've already kind of hinted by saying Mortal Kombat is unbalanced, it's not properly balanced. But if there was a gaming developer right now who's listening, what would you say your top three things that you look for in a good game are?
What I look for in a good game is, number one, the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Because a game might have the best graphics in the world, but if you don't have well-fleshed out characters and a compelling storyline, that's not it's not the kind of game that I'd honestly go for. Two, my second thing is graphics, not bringing the world to life. And three, the gameplay, it needs to be something that hasn't really been done before. I don't play the same old kind of stuff.
So they need to watch and play how many games on average?
Sorry?
For them to have a good foundation, you know, that presumes that the person has watched and played previous games to them inform their new game development. So an average of like 20, remember we're trying to help Mato start his new career. So is it like 20 games? Like, does it ask for leave tomorrow? Or like, how many games would you say is a good foundation to say, okay, you now understand and can then up it?
Honestly, I can't really give a number on that because, you know, every developer has their own path, you know. As long as they understand, you know, what game development entails, you know, the need, you know, the needs of the players, and they have something that they know is refreshing that hasn't been done before.
Then that's a good formula.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you listened, game developers. Capital FM. All right, well, we're wrapping up with Sylvia Gadoni, our Jam Master, esports athlete, Forbes Africa 30 under 30, top 30 under 30, and of course, a content creator, as well as a law student. So we've learned a heck of a lot from you, and I think maybe your party in short to those listening. I almost feel like asking you, like, you know, most mothers, are you going to mentor the youth? You know, those types of things. If I bring all my children to you and tell, teach them this thing.
That word, mentor.
Yeah, we don't like the word mentor. People should just do what they do excellently and the rest will follow.
Yeah.
But Sylvia, if you had any final thoughts to share with our listeners and with us today, even the government of Kenya, what would those final words or remarks be?
I'd say we need all hands on deck to make sure that the esports ecosystem in Kenya is actually thriving.
Mm-hmm.
We as the players, we can't do this alone. We can't hope to reach the heights that we have without people coming on board and hoping and actually understanding us and, you know, come in thinking that you know everything. First, sit down with us, listen to us and our concerns, our needs and our wants, and then find a way that we can both be happy in this ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And then for anyone who wants to start their career, I'd say just go for it. And you know, this is a journey. Don't really expect like instant results. You need to be kind to yourself as you take this path, because it's a very difficult thing. And gentleness is it's the best thing that you can do to yourself.
Be gentle with yourself.
Yeah.
Aww. Just one final question. Is there an association that when you say us, like the other players, do you guys convene as a grouping or?
We're not really an association. We're different communities depending on the games that we play.
That you play, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, we're all more or less familiar with each other.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we know what, we know what's going on within the space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I've taken out of this?
What is
Do
that?
Not come to us like you know everything.
Mm.
Please sit in silence and listen to what we have to
understand
say.
Understand us.
Understand us.
Yes.
And then from there, act.
Mm.
That is the problem with us old folks.
Mm.
We're not listening.
Aki, Ministry of Sports, I really hope you have heard. Eh? So any information, any conversations that you can start to have before the next financial year, it will be welcome.
And I want to say cheers with a white cap crisp in my hand and a white cap lager.
Yes.
June has one. Thank you so much, Sylvia, for coming through. You were just fantastic. We wish you all the best.
Quickly, what are your handles that people can follow you on?
On Twitter, I go by Malika Sihemi 98, but just type Queen Arrow to make your life easier.
That is where we will find you.
Yeah, then on Instagram, I go by the Queen Arrow 98.
Okay, and I saw you also on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
like a very serious Kenyan. It's good.
Yeah,
that is the new social media for serious people. So very well done.
Yeah, it's just I'm trying to diversify.
Well done.
So yeah,
well done.
We are talking to the Ministry of Trade. We're talking to the Minister. What is it called?
ICT. Ministry of Sports, Culture, Heritage. All of you.
Even you, Treasury. You know the money coming in from
and
all
KRA.
This.
Mumesikia.
There's so much money that can come in through this. There's a lot of trade involved. A lot of sporting activities involved. There's a lot involved, guys. And let's just come together. The government cannot tell a sport that we have no money to give you because you know you are just a sport nonsense. It is rubbish. Capital